Now, the Mount Barker Council has voted to start a hard rubbish collection from the middle of next year, charging residents up to $140 per hard rubbish collection or $110 for concession. While councillors agreed it was the right choice, most people who took part in the consultation disagreed with the idea, as did responders to our poll when the idea was first pitched. Mayor Anne Ferguson joins me now following Monday's meeting. Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, Jenny, and good morning, listeners.
It appears to have been a bit of an unpopular decision, especially looking at some of the comments on the Facebook post this week. So tell us, why did the council decide to take this route?
Well, after consulting with the community and over a range of issues of hard waste, we decided that user pays. In fairness to the community who would not use this service, and there was quite a few people who said they didn't want to be subsidising people who use the service. So after much debate in the chamber, it was a unanimous decision, but it wasn't just on one issue of hard waste. We looked at reusing, upusing, landfill, the cost equity across the board. So there was a whole range of issues that we looked at when the members actually made the decision. Now, it wasn't taken lightly. We do listen to our residents, but when we weighed everything up, it was decided that user pays.
Right. And I understand it's the most expensive in Greater Adelaide. Why that cost? How did you... And I understand also you haven't totally set it in stone, but tell us more about the thinking behind the cost.
Well, when you compare perhaps Burnside or any of the suburbs in Adelaide, when they have a hard waste collection, you can go along one road and you may have 40 hard waste pickups, where here you have to potentially drive 15 kilometres between each one. So there's a cost in picking it up, as well as bringing it back to the transfer station to be sorted and seen if it is reusable, and minimising what can go to landfill, because landfill is so expensive these days since we can't send anything to China. So we really looked at this very carefully.
Right. And I understand there'll be a review every year, is that right?
We're going to review it in 12 months' time to see how it's travelling, and then we will, it'll come back to the chamber for a vote again, and we'll be going with what we hear then and how it's worked or how it hasn't worked, and we'll be seeing that we can make sure that the residents get the best outcome.
And you mentioned there recycling. I suppose this is a big issue that all councils will be grappling with into the future, the fact that there's only so much space to dump products you don't want anymore. So tell us about this waste minimisation approach.
Well, at the transfer station, we have people who are employed there that assess the hard waste that comes in, and can it be repaired? Can it be turned into something else? And I think that's a fantastic outcome, because the less that goes into landfill, the better we are, because wood and steel really need to be repurposed and reused. So I think if we look at that very carefully and minimise landfill, I think we'll be doing a great service, not only to our community, but the earth as our earth.
What do you suggest people do if they do have a lot of stuff that they're looking to get rid of, instead of just, you know, setting up a hard rubbish collection or taking it to a dump somewhere?
Well, what I see happens a lot around Mount Barker is people put it out on the footpath and says, the sign, free, help yourself. And within a couple of days, it's all gone, because somebody else's rubbish is somebody else's treasure. So I think, you know, we don't have to send it to landfill. We don't have to ask council to come and pick it up. We can put it out the front and hopefully somebody will take it.
Ah, is that allowed? Is that? I know that in some areas councils don't allow that. You know, it's seen as a bit of a nuisance to have things out on the footpath.
Well, it happens here, and I think it's a great way of recycling, reusing, as long as it doesn't litter. But if you have a nice cupboard or a couch or a table or chairs that can be reused, why not give it to somebody that can use it?
Some people who are unhappy about having to pay for hard rubbish collection say that an issue that can arise is illegal dumping. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, illegal dumping is something that's been happening forever, but people aren't all that smart when they dump illegally, because there's usually a milk carton or something that they stuff something in that you can identify who's dumped it. And there's eyes and ears everywhere. People see, and with cameras in their phones these days, they just take a photograph and said, look, this has been dumped here. This is the number of the car, and it can be expiated that way. So we don't encourage people to dump illegally because, you know, it's your rubbish. Why would you rubbish Australia? Why would you rubbish Mount Barker? I mean, it's the place you live. It's the place you love. So I just think we just need a little bit more education and to understand that we must be more careful and be proactive to protect the land that we live on and respect it.
With me at the moment is Mount Barker Mayor Anne Ferguson. Now, a suspected dog attack has resulted in 3 alpaca deaths at a Kellington daycare centre earlier this week. I hear, Mayor Ferguson, that you're working with the Murray Bridge Council to investigate this.
Yes, it's a tragic event, and it is just terrible when you think of these beautiful animals being attacked and killed at Callington. And Mount Barker Council was down there first thing on Monday morning after the attack, and they are working very closely with the Murray Bridge Council, because a couple of dogs were seen on the oval, but nobody actually witnessed the attack, although people heard dogs barking. So it's sad that people can't keep their animals tied up. I mean, if you have a dog, it's like having a child. You've got to look after it. You've got to see that it's safe, as well as everything else in the community is safe. And it's just one of these tragic things with the owner to have to visualise their beautiful animals just slaughtered like that. I can't imagine how devastated they must be. Mm. But I think Murray Bridge and Mount Barker are working together. Hopefully they can track it down and get an answer for the owners of the alpacas.
Yeah, because there are some concerns about children's safety. There's, you know, the daycare centre, there's a school nearby. So I imagine that's a high priority.
Very much so. And everybody will be. And Callington is such an amazing community. They really do care for one another. And I was down there during the week for a meeting. And it is a community that is very passionate about Callington, and they are very aware of the needs that the people who live there are requiring. So, yes, I think hopefully it will get a positive outcome, and we know. And, yeah, the dogs are managed better into the future.
Mm. Now, I hear, Mayor Ferguson, that $1 million is available in federal funding for Harrogate Road. This follows on from the Cuddly Creek devastation.
It does. And it's out of a horrible, horrible, horrible event, there is going to be an outcome that will play a real benefit for those that travel on that road every day. But you have bitumen to a certain way, and then you have this run of dirt, and then you have bitumen going into the township itself. So to be able to connect and have that road sealed will be absolutely great for the residents or visitors who go there, or those people who are going through to the Barossa Valley who go that way. It will be just make such a difference.
Do you know the timeline on that one?
I believe they're going to start it before the end of the year. So once they start it, I can imagine it would be finished by Christmas. Oh, they've just told me it'll be finished by the end of September, so that's even better.
Oh, excellent. Do you know what will happen with all the burned trees from that area?
Well, I dare say they'll be collected. The Harrogate community will be putting their hand up and saying, yes, we can do this. And the local landscape people have been hollowing out logs and that for habitat. So I'm sure the community will be making sure that nothing is wasted.
Oh, that's good to hear. Hey, lovely to have you on the program today. Thanks for your time today, Mayor Anne Ferguson.
Great. Thank you very much and good to speak with you, and good wishes to everybody out there in the community.